Welcome back to the Friday Afternoon Show. Jim Shields here. We're still talking about this great Hudson Children's Book Festival. It's tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the junior and senior high school, the Hudson Junior Senior High School. And right now we have some alum. We have Hudson Children's Book Festival alum, and we're going to talk about memories, experiences, what this book festival is like, try to give our audiences a greater sense of why they want to come out and participate in this awesome event. And could you please tell our listeners who you are and maybe what your role in the book festival is going to be?
Well, my name is Lynn Miller Lockman, and I was here the first year the book festival happened. Just happened to be the same year that my first young adult novel, Gringolandia, was published. And it was really cool to have what was then the newest book in the festival. I had a great time, but it took me 4 years to get another book published, and I am here again. This is, I believe, my second time here with my brand new novel, Rogue, which is the story of a eighth grader with undiagnosed Asperger's and an X-Men obsession in search of a friend and her own special power. So I'm going to be here not just with my book, but also with my X-Men Lego collection.
Great. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
I'm Ann Hewitt-Leal, and I'm here, I think, for the fourth time. And I'm here with my books, also known as Harper and A Finder's Keeper's Place. So really looking forward to that. It's been a fun time coming back because I always look forward to seeing some of the same people and some new books as well.
And I'm Ellen Jensen Abbott. I'm here with my two books, The Waters Meet as the first book in my series. The second book is called The Centaur's Daughter, and in the fall I will have the third book in the series, The Keeper. This is my fourth year at Hudson, and it feels like coming home in some ways. There's a lot of great people here, both local folk and people who come to visit the festival, other authors and things that I only get to see at this festival every year.
Oh, great. So, Ellen, thanks. Welcome. And you're here. So the camaraderie and the networking and the conversations with other authors draws you here. But it's also, let's talk about what is some great stuff about the participants. What are they going to get out of this book festival?
Well, basically, I mean, I think the main reason I'm here is to talk to the young people who are here. And my books really deal with young people who are kind of outsiders in society, in one way or another. So this is a way to meet kids and talk to kids and talk to their parents. And I think that really is the most valuable part of the fair, is getting to meet readers and having the opportunity for young people to meet and talk to an author one-on-one.
I agree. And I also want to play with those Legos. Ellen and I are both teachers, and I think it's fun for us also to put on our author hats and talk to the kids and really get them excited about reading in a different way. And now that we know so many of the people that come, we can steer them in the right direction to the right table. Maybe they might not want to read a realistic fiction book like mine, but they may want something to do with fantasy like Ellen, so you can steer them in the right direction, and you get to see some of the same kids too, which is really a lot of fun.
Mm. Yeah, there's such a population that keeps coming back that I know there are going to be people tomorrow who are going to be excited to hear that my next book is coming out.
Right.
And as Anne said, too, it's nice not to be a teacher, to be able to encourage kids to be writing and being creative without worrying about having to give them a grade or anything. And so many kids come by and say, oh, I've been writing a story, or I want to tell you a little bit about this poem I've written or something. And that's really part of the fun.
Wow, that's great. And it's right. You're outside of that judgmental, I have to sort you and put you in, you know, you're just a person who they can look up to, and that's must be inspiring for them and for you.
Yeah, and it's truly, I mean, the Hudson Book Festival really feels like a celebration of reading and writing and children and writers and the community coming together over that.
It's a lot of fun, too, when somebody comes up to you and shares a story with you. I have a young man who is writing a young adult novel. He's about 15, and he's been emailing it to me. So I'm hoping to see him again today.
That's great. And the other thing is, one of the things I've learned is, you know, seeing what other writers do with their tables, really. I know you mentioned sharing some memories. My first time at the Hudson Book Festival, I shared a table with someone who had trained cockroaches. So I don't know if she's here this year, but it attracted a lot of people to the table.
She trained them to write?
I don't know what she trained them to do, because I'm not a big fan of cockroaches. But and I think probably there were people who like went away from the table because of the cockroaches, too. But it really showed me the importance of having a lot of interesting things on your table. So that's why I've got the Legos there tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I was. That brings up a great question that I was going to ask. Is what have you learned anything or taken anything into your writing or into your practice or even into the way you promote your work based on being at the festival?
Yeah, I think definitely anytime you get a bunch of authors together, there's a ton of like folklore trading of this is what I do and I tried this one year. I brought brownies, and I have a dwarf in my book, and I wrote up the recipe as if it were made by the dwarf. So I said, you know, quail eggs, and if you don't have that, you can use chicken eggs. And if you don't milk your badgers at home, then you can use regular cow's milk. And it became a fun way to interact with people. And I got that idea from another author. And so there's a great trading of secrets and ideas. And the children's book community is really supportive and warm and welcoming and sharing. It doesn't feel like any of us are stepping on each other's toes. As Anne said, we regularly push other people's books if we meet a reader who's going to really love them.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good... I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's a really good place where you can be yourself. And for me, you know, it's a good opportunity because I actually have Asperger's, and I wrote this book about a character who did, so it would be a way for me to meet people who have shared similar experiences.
That's got to be a really powerful thing for Lynn, because... she's not just writing about something that she thought was a buzzword or something that she thought was really, you know, popular and up and coming right now. She's writing about something that's true to her heart, and the kids are going to see that when they come by her table.
I agree.
And I just would love to give a shout out to the Hudson community, though. This is an amazing festival from that perspective. We feel so welcomed, so loved by the community. People put us up. Ann and I have been staying with the same woman for all the years we've been here. Val Sheffer Flood is a great friend of ours now, and she's a local Hudson person, and that's just really unusual, and that's really true of the Hudson Children's Book Festival.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you all for taking time to come on the show and spend time at WJXC, and have fun tomorrow at the festival. It sounds like you're already having fun, and that's going to continue, and my 9-year-old and I will be out there tomorrow, and we'll say hello.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Take care.
Thanks so much.